Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Spencer Davis Group bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. I have a great visit with our new friend, Judd Hollis. Judd is the founder and the CEO of EquityNet.com. They're crowdfunding experts. And so I encourage you to go there and check it out. And Judd, you have a, thanks again, by the way, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations on your success in the area of crowdfunding. You did a study recently that I want people to have available to them. If they go to equitynet.com, they can find it at your website, right?
That's correct. It's actually in our blog on the third page of the blog.
And okay.
It's called Crowdfunding Activity.
And that's the global, is that the global report that you did?
It was focused on North America.
But you've got some global information, some perspectives. I'd like for you to give us a quick, I want to get to whether crowdfunding's for any particular small business, but I want you first to give us the perspectives on the global crowdfunding situation.
Yes, there's some third-party research by the World Bank and a group called crowdsourcing.org here in North America. And so last year, there was around $2.5 billion of funding that occurred globally through crowdfunding platforms. And that, again, includes primarily debt and an equity investment type capital. This year, they estimate, or last year, I'm sorry, now it's in 2013, they estimated that it was going to be around $5 billion. That's 100% growth rate.
Mm-hmm.
And then the World Bank estimates that in 10 years, that the global crowdfunding industry will generate upwards of $300 billion in funding transactions, and it'll be at that point 5 to 6 times as big as the global venture capital industry. So it's a serious industry. It's definitely a legitimate option for companies.
Yeah, we're going to have to grow into it, though. We've got to. It is a baby, though. It's still a baby, and we're going to have growing pains. In your own predictions, you predicted that many companies who are doing what you're doing are going to fail.
Yes, that's already happening. We're already seeing a shakeout occur in our industry because the industry is large, but it can't support hundreds upon hundreds of crowdfunding platforms. So
right.
You're starting to see some of that shakeout occur.
Right, so, which is something similar to what's happened in the past with other industries. Okay, let's talk about whether crowdfunding is for any particular small business owner. I've been encouraging small business owners to you know, look into crowdfunding, but also to realize that when it comes to equity funding, which is the focus that you have, Judd, you're bringing on a partner, and you may not want to do that, and you may, even though you need the capital, that doesn't mean you're a candidate for crowdfunding, just like you might not be a candidate for venture capital. But you might be a candidate for you're probably more likely to be a candidate as a small business, Judd, for crowdfunding in terms of debt. What do you think?
That's correct. You know, regardless of whether you seek debt or equity via crowdfunding, the odds are certainly not 100%, nor they're even 50%. The odds of you obtaining funding on one of these platforms is going to be easily less than, say, 30%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, having said that, though, traditionally the odds, according to people like the Kauffman Foundation, the odds of obtaining a equity investment traditionally was about 3 to 5%. So it was a very low odds pursuit in the first place. And so if crowdfunding can generate odds much higher than that, it's still quite a positive endeavor to try it out. Now, having said that, as you alluded to, Jim, the most important first decision in determining or evaluating a need for capital is what type of capital is most appropriate to you. Is it debt or equity?
Mm-hmm.
And as you alluded to, debt has its benefits in that it's relatively low cost. You don't have an equity partner that you have to contend with. But on the other side, you do have committed payments you have to make every
month. Impact your cash flow.
That's right. If you don't have the cash flow, then you can find yourself in default, and you'd have to give up all your assets. You know, equity on the other side, you do have to take on a partner. It may have very limited rights, so it may not be all that encumbering. You're going to have to sell a piece of your company, which if you really make it big, may end up, you know, giving or offering quite a bit of equity to someone. On the other side, though, you have no payments to that person, and so.
But you are going to have to. But you are going to have a fiduciary responsibility with their investment money, which you could be held accountable for, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, you'd have to use their capital in the way that you intended to, in the way that you communicated to
them.
It's
not monopoly money, folks. It's somebody else's money, and you got to account for it.
That's correct. But the biggest positive of that is if you're pre-revenue, as many of the companies are seeing use crowdfunding, then you don't have any principal and interest payments, and so you don't have to worry about the negative impact on your cash flow
right. Until
you become profitable.
Right, right. So, Judd, we have to wrap it up, but we got a lot more to learn about crowdfunding. Will you continue to be a resource for us and come back another day?
Oh, I'd be happy to, anytime.
Give us your website, please.
It's www.equitynet.com.
Equitynet.com. Check out the survey, the study that they conduct, folks. He says it's on the third page of their blog. Hey, Judd, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Judd Hollis, ladies and gentlemen, with Equitynet. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.